Diksha, divine knowledge. The definition shloka of Diksha.
Divyam jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya sangshayam tasmat diksheti sa prokta deshikaistatva kovidai.
That process which bestows transcendental knowledge and destroys sinful desires for sense gratification is called Diksha by learned authorities in the Absolute Truth. Here, Di means Divya Jnana, or transcendental knowledge, and Ksha means Kshapayati, which means to destroy. Divyam Jnanam Kshapayati Iti Diksha. Srila Jiva Goswami's commentary on the shloka Divyam Jnanam.
Divyam Jnanam Hyatra Mantre Bhagavat Swarupa Jnanam Tena Bhagavata Sambandha Vishesha Jnanam Cha.
The words Divyam Jnanam here refer to the description of the Lord's transcendental form as well as knowledge of one's relationship with Krishna, given in a seed form within the Diksha Mantras. Chanting the Diksha Mantras establishes a relationship, sambandha, with the Supreme Lord. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, the relationship between Bhagavan and the Jiva is that of servant and served. Bhagavan is the served and the Jiva is the servant. This is only a general relationship. In the advanced stage, this same relationship manifests in one particular form out of the various moods of Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. Sri Gurudev, knowing the Swarup Gata Bhav, or the intrinsic, inherent, natural disposition of the sadhak, gives nourishment to that particular mood within his heart in order to bring it clearly into view. The mantra is non-different from Sri Guru or from Krishna.
Yo mantra sa guru sakshat, yo guru sahari swayam, gurur yasya bhavet tushtas, tasya tushto hari swayam.
The mantra received from Sri Guru is the Guru himself, and Sri Guru is directly the Supreme Lord Hari. There is no difference between Sri Guru, the mantra given by him, and Sri Hari. He with whom Sri Guru is pleased also obtains the pleasure of Sri Hari himself. Srila Gurudev says in this regard, Sri Guru's internal spiritual mood of service to Sri Radhika and Krishna is conveyed to the disciple through the medium of mantra. Everything is given in seed form within the mantra. At first, the disciple will not be able to understand, but by performing sadhana and bhajan under the guidance of Sri Gurudev, and by meditating on the mantra given by him, gradually everything will be revealed. Therefore, it is said here that the mantra is the direct representative of Sri Gurudev. Through Diksha, the sadhaka's body is transformed into spiritual substance.
Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan se kale Krishna tare kare atma sama.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the body of a devotee is never material. It is considered to be transcendental, full of spiritual bliss. Following initiation, when a sadhak fully surrenders to Sri Guru, Krishna makes him like himself. He transforms the devotee's body into spiritual substance. The sadhaka then worships the Lord in that spiritualized body. Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj has said, when the living being who has taken to the devotional path first surrenders himself to the lotus feet of his spiritual master. Then Krishna accepts him as one of his very own. He frees him from the bondage of bodily identity and gives him an experience of his eternal spiritual nature, Swarup. With this divine knowledge, the devotee takes a spiritual body appropriate for the transcendental service of the Lord. This is the inner mystery of Diksha. Diksha turns one into a Brahman as bell metal is turned into gold.
Yata kanchanatam yati kangshyang rasa vidhanata tata diksha vidhanena dvijatvam jayate nrinam.
Just as bell metal is turned to gold by a particular alchemical process, a person can attain to the state of dvija, second or spiritual birth, by the process of Vaishnava Diksha. Diksha is absolutely necessary.
Guru Diksha Vihinasya Na Siddhim Na Sadgatim Tasmat Sarva Prayatnena Guru Na Dikshitam Bhavet.
Without proper diksha from Sri Guru, no one can attain perfection or the supreme destination. Therefore, with utmost care and attention, one should accept diksha initiation from Sri Guru. Without diksha, Harinam only gives Sukriti to come to Sri Guru and receive diksha.
Krishna mantra hoite have saṃsāra mochan Krishna nāma hoite pabe Krishna racharan.
Simply by chanting the Krishna mantra, Gopa mantra, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Thereafter, simply by chanting Krishna nāma, the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, one will get the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and attain Krishna prema. A diksha mantra received from an unqualified guru is useless.
Sampradaya vihinnaye mantraste nishphala mata Shri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Vaishnava Kshiti Pavana.
Vaishnava acharyas in the four authorized disciplic successions, namely Ramanujacharya in the Sri Sampradaya, Sri Madhvacharya in the Brahma Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami in the Rudra Sampradaya, and Nimbaditya in the Chatusan Sampradaya, purify the whole universe. Diksha mantras not received from a bona fide acharya in one of these four Vaishnava Sampradayas are considered to be useless.